and gentlemen, it's time for the Florida Podman.
Just pressed record, Kev.
Well, congratulations are in order.
I'm reading on the can of Dr. Pepper.
Other soft drinks are available.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper is apparently 23 flavors. What does that even mean? It says a taste...
Is fizzy a flavor?
Yeah. It says a taste so misunderstood, which I remember that being their kind of strap line, but you can't just claim to have 23 flavors in. It's one flavor, is it not?
It's Dr. Pepper flavor.
Anyway, well, that's that. And you're right, there are other drinks out there.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
This is episode 10.
This is Double Digits. We made it. Congratulations are in order.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah. I think a couple of seasons ago, what did we say? If you're counting the episodes on your fingers, we've made it. Now need to either a third hand. If you've lost a finger in a tractor accident or something like that, sorry about that.
Just get my bongos out.
The bongologist.
I'm going to have to learn how to play these one day.
I would think so.
Because when I bought them, I think I was just convinced it was a you bang them and then hope for the best. Just got to be confident.
You tap them, you wake up the little mice that are running around in there and they make the... That's pretty good.
Right, there we go.
You're getting better.
I'm not getting better. Right. Anyway, how are you?
I am good. I'm staring at the image of the protagonist in my first story, and she's horrifying me a little bit.
What do you do when you're at home and you're recording these? Do you have a swivel chair or
no, it's usually the chair that's to hand, and where I've been lately, I think it's an IKEA, is it Pwang?
Oh, right.
Chair. It's one of those like IKEA, it's like an armchair, but it's kind of like it's just made of like plywood, and it's got a little, it's just a chair.
Sounds good to me.
Pwang. I think it's Pwang. Pwang. Pwang.
Right. Okay. The reason I'm asking.
Came with my house. I didn't buy it. It was
there. Oh, right. Even better. Free chair. The reason I'm asking is because you sat upright, and
I've got a bad back. So I am intentionally sitting upright because I tend to slouch.
This is the thing I was going to ask you. Are you comfortable enough?
I am, actually.
Do you need me to get you a cushion or something?
We're good.
Oh, that's right.
And save the back rub for later.
Readers? Listeners.
I feel like they're on your head.
Yeah, the listeners. This you can only assume then, therefore, that we're still in the same room together. That was that.
So our fourth week. This is actually now I owe you rent. I've been here for a month.
Your family are all very worried.
They don't care. They're happy to be shot at me. They're just listening. They listen every week. They keep up. They understand what's going on. They know where I am. No. Okay. I have a safety word. If I say it in the middle of the podcast, they will send help.
Jacket potatoes for tea tonight. I hope that's okay.
Is that the code word? Oh, dear. Okay. Story time. Gather around, children. Cross-legged around the fireplace. This is from NBC 2 in
Florida. The second of the NBC channels.
One was shit, so the second one on. So this story is kind of, you know, so-so. As we've talked about in the past, anywhere else in the world, this would be like insane. It's just Florida, so this is like normal. This is like, yeah, I crossed the road. That's it. Florida woman pulls gun on McDonald's worker over missing menu item.
Oh.
So this lady, you can see her here. She's got like light blue contact lenses in, and she looks terrible. She looks like a cat.
Yes, she does.
She's got like, almost.
Like she's from
got no pupils.
Wakanda.
Yeah, that's it. That's the place. Brevard County.
We've done Brevard before. Yep. Yeah.
A Florida woman was taken into custody after pulling out a gun at a Brevard County McDonald's drive-thru over a missing menu item. So basically, exactly what the headline just said. 26-year-old. Here's a fantastic name. 26-year-old. Quavi Young, Quavi, 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 Quavi,
Quavi,
Quavi,
Quavi, Quavi.
Yeah, there you go. Quavi Young. See, this is why I like doing this. I would never have thought of that. 26-year-old Quavi Young drove up to the speaker and requested a meal that was not on the menu. After the employee told her the order could not be completed, Young then pulled up to the first drive-thru window and demanded that her order be taken. So she's gone past the speaker, and that, what they don't realize is that the next window is probably the same person that was at the speaker anyway.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Because I remember the first time that I'd driven through. I'd done the driv.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I recognize your voice from just a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's a weird sensation of going, has this always been the case? Wow, this is weird. But I'm not, like, I hope we're going to get to this, is like, she's at McDonald's, right?
Yep.
I want to know what she's asking. Because if it's KFC, we've got to, I can understand the issue.
We'll see what happens. So basically, so she's demanded that her, so she's gone to the window, gone to the speaker. I want.
Speaker's happened.
Yeah. I want a milkshake McNugget or whatever she's ordered.
Don't have them.
Sorry. Drove to the window. Can I have a milkshake McNugget?
Get me a fucking McNugget milkshake.
She's angry. So the employee is basically asking her why she's upset. And then Young whips out a piece, her gun, points it at the employee, and then made a threat. So officers with the Coco Police Department immediately responded. Immediately. Again, we talked about the response time. Yeah. If you get putting, giving people shit in a drive-thru, the cops show up just like that. Found a black M&P gun with a drum-style magazine capable of holding up to 50 rounds on her passenger seat.
Fucking hell.
Young was arrested and is facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, open carry of a firearm, and driving with a suspended license. They don't say what she ordered.
Holy cow.
Maybe is what she ordered.
Some Roswell shit.
Yeah. So, you know, so what? You know, quavi there.
Yeah. Who cares?
Same publication, NBC2, as report, well, it's a TV channel, but on their same website. Have you heard of Chick-fil-A, the restaurant? Mm. And their slogan is "Eat more chicken," but it's C-H-I-K-I-N, and I think they're in their ads. It's like a cow is like got a crayon, and he's like, it says "Eat more beef," and he's like scratched out the beef, and he's written chicken, but he spelt it wrong because he's a cow and he hasn't been to school.
Yeah.
Headline: Eat more chicken. Have less beef. Woman arrested for pulling a gun at Chick-fil-A drive-thru. It's happened again.
Is it coffee?
Well, it's not a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
A woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after flashing a handgun at the driver of a vehicle in a Coral Springs drive-thru. So she's flashed the gun at somebody else in a car, not the employee. On March 13th of this year, a Coral Springs Police Department operator received an emergency call claiming that a woman later identified as Jasmine Simone. Don't know if that's her real name. How are you spelling Jasmine, by the way, Chris?
Oh, without a question, that's a Z instead of an S.
And what else has been replaced? The I has been replaced with a...
The number 3.
Correct. Or a Y.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jasmine Simone Love, actually, of Miami Gardens... allegedly pointed a firearm at a man in a drive-thru of the Chick-fil-A Inn. I'll give you the address because you're going to Florida shortly. You might want to pop in there. 1341 North University Drive.
Say that one more time.
1341 North University Drive. This is in Coral Springs, Florida. Chick-fil-A, Coral Springs.
I see it. Yeah.
Just be careful when you go there, okay? There's crazy people about, Chris. So according to police reports, Love got into a road rage incident with the victim after believing he had cut her off in line for the drive-thru. Now, I had this happen to me. I didn't pull a gun on anybody, but by my office, there's a McDonald's, and it's the worst McDonald's ever. Minimum half an hour to get food there. It's terrible. Yeah. So one time I thought, you know what? It's like walkable from the office. I thought, you know, I'm going to go through the drive-thru because you go in and you order. It takes forever. So the drive-thru might be quicker. So there's two drive-thru lanes, but ultimately they come into one to go to the window.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm sure they've got some sort of camera system that reads your license plate number to know who's, because they don't ask for your name or anything. You just show up at the window and like, you get your cheeseburger and it's right. I would assume for me it was anyways. But these two lanes that you can tell people are like, ordering stuff and they're like, when they're getting the total read out, that'd be 5 pounds. They're already starting to drive
away. They want
to
get pole position.
They want to try to get in front of them. And that's probably what's happened here.
Well, can I just blow your socks off a second?
You can do whatever you want with my socks.
First of all, you're sort of like right that there is some sort of recognition, but it's a manual recognition. So they look at your car. In my case, it would get black Jeep.
Yeah.
And then they might put like V.
Suspicious looking driver. Yeah.
Or they might put like, and I know this because this is what happened to me. This is one of those situations where I've paid for it and they've said, it's just getting prepared. Can you go into one of those bays?
Yeah, the holding bay. Yeah.
So I've driven there and then they wait and then you get it out and they've brought somebody else's and mine at the same time. And I looked on the receipt and on the receipt it had written bald with beard. And I couldn't be mad because it's true.
I would love it if it just somebody got their receipt just said fat cunt.
Yes. Yeah.
So back to our story here. So the police report says that the victim, the guy that had the gun pointed at him by this boy, told officers following a brief verbal argument, Love, our lady here, rolled down her window and brandished a black Glock. Fucking Glock.
Yeah, an actual Glock. Glock. Yeah.
Short for Glockenspiel, a little instrument. So she retrieved it from her glove compartment and held it at the side of her face. So kind of like, I would imagine like how the Punisher would look in a comic book. Like it's vertical,
Bond,
point
James
it out.
Bond
yeah.
Is,
yeah, that's it. But she didn't point the gun at him. The victim told police he instantly left the line out of fear for his life and made the emergency call to the police.
Too right.
Upon receiving the call, an officer that was already parked inside the same parking lot, so he's had a fucking Chick-fil-A urge.
That's right.
No comment on police eating fast food all the time. So he basically just, you know, scraped the mustard and ketchup off his shirt, straightened his sunglasses in the rearview mirror, walked across the parking lot over to her and basically said, you know, what are you doing? You can't do that. Naughty, naughty. Try to apprehend her. Love admitted to the officers that she had flashed the firearm at the victim, but claimed she had only intended to scare him because she believed he was rude and disrespectful.
There's a problem. I think I've just identified a gun problem in America.
Yeah, it probably happens occasionally.
It is scary.
Yes,
there's no two ways about it, but you just can't go around doing stuff like that and just, you know, you're part of the earth.
I'll editorialize a little bit. It's really funny because trying to get these stories on a weekly basis, like even 2 years ago, it was like every story was like, that's funny. Oh, that's kind of weird. That guy's name's, and now it's just like, people got killed. This happened.
I know.
Guy stabs this person. It's like, what's happened? This has gotten really serious all of a sudden. Anyways, she's in big trouble. She said she did it and she's in jail. Yeah. So don't bring your gun to the drive-thru, kiddies. So that's, I had the extra content inadvertently. I got a way of telling two stories today.
I think that's all right, actually. That'll do me. I've got a very similar sort of outcome to my story. My favourite fast food story is still the one that you told about you're in the car and there's an advert saying, like, get like
burger. It's a Big Mac's on sale. Yeah.
Get one for free or something. And then as soon as that ad plays, the guy in front goes across
across the median, right into McDonald's. It was brilliant.
Yeah. I still think of that.
The mother of all Big Mac attacks is what that was, yes.
Anyway, okay, right. So what, as you've, there's nobody's paying for us for this. So it's down to us how we...
got you fooled.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the same as you. I'm going to tell a story and then I'm going to tell you a linked story. And then, okay, this is very simple.
Like our audience.
Man arrested after using pizza as a weapon. When I first read this, my child mind was, it was a pizza in the shape of a gun. but I think it's just like, kind of, you know, hitting people with it. Anyway, this is really weirdly, this is from AOL.com.
How old is this story? Did it come on a floppy disk in your mailbox?
This is just like August 2020, but AOL still exists, apparently. I'd never once questioned it.
Wow.
Pizza is... Can you remember the disks that you used to get through the post?
Yeah.
Go online.
Yeah.
Install this software.
I know.
God, nostalgia.
Some random person sent a CD-ROM through my mailbox these days. I would burn it.
I know, and then... Or as a coaster.
Not to copy it, but...
Charlie would never understand, and that was the funniest thing. One of his friends bought him a Tyler the Creator record for we've got a record player, and teaching him how to play this record. How does the sound work on this thing? It was like showing a dog a magic trick. I loved it. Right, so pizza is wonderful, isn't it? Mm. It's delicious. Everyone, I am asking.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, you can. It's hungry. Delicious. Everyone loves it, and it's kind. Yeah, it's just one of those foods that's just amazing, and it. That's me saying that. So, footnote, and it kind of just makes everything better, right? Unless it's used as a weapon. Back to the story, which honestly is just. Disrespectful to the pizza. Oh, bless AOL for trying their hardest to be not sound like
an
uncle.
They're in bed with Big Pizza, I think.
Florida man, Daniel Plunkett. That sounds like British man. Daniel Plunkett.
Nathaniel Plunkett.
Yeah, was arrested. Arrested. Was really? Arrested for simple battery.
Oh. Like a double A or a single A or triple A?
I was thinking this is more like, it's not complex.
No.
Just some...
Straight up.
Oh, maybe it's the type of food. Like if it's like been prepared by a chef.
Yeah. If it's sous vide.
It's yeah. Complex. That's great, yeah. Complex battery. A la carte battery. Battery a la carte. That's it, yeah. After allegedly getting into a fight with his roommate over pizza. So pizza being the root... of the problem and the weapon. Ending
yes.
to the problem. Now, this is where AOL's really let us down here. We don't know the specifics of the fight.
Oh, that's what I paid my good money. That's my insurance of the floppy disk for.
Yeah, only that it was about pizza. So don't worry. Oh, stay with us, gang. According to the police, the argument escalated and ended with Daniel throwing a hot slice.
Ooh.
I imagine that being a kind of like floppy.
We're talking like Ninja Star throwing, do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah. Frozen would be better.
Yeah.
Pin that, actually.
Okay.
It says at his roommate and hitting her hand. So the roommate was a girl.
That can happen.
Yeah. She didn't have any injuries, but the report says she, in quotation marks, had pizza sauce on her right shoulder and cleaned up prior to arrival. Wait, hang on. Something's missing here, isn't it? Because whose arrival?
Police.
Police, yeah, it's got to be. According to police, yeah, it's got to be. But there's some confusion here because...
I'd say.
Daniel denies all of this. And claims it was, he says, it was her who threw the pizza.
Gluten intolerant. I wouldn't touch a pizza.
Even, this is just more leftovers from Cheddar's, isn't it?
It's back to Cheddar's.
Yeah. Even the report says that Daniel was, more quotation marks, not wearing a shirt and had pizza sauce on his chest and shorts. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. It's the smoking gun.
It is.
The smoking pizza.
Hot red chested.
So, just now reading the last bit. Daniel is now being held without bond. Not only because he wasted some pizza.
That's not a crime.
Yeah, but because he was violating the terms of his felony probation.
That's probably more likely why he's being held, I think.
He has convictions for drunk driving and driving without a license. Mm. So... So there we go, right? Okay. Now, rather than do what I usually do, which is a
list,
I do have another Florida man story that's related to pizza, but I'm going to save that. But I'm going to tell you about a British story. This is in Lancashire.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Fleetwood Mac?
I have heard of Fleetwood Mac. They are a band that sings music songs.
Well, this is in Fleetwood. So it's nothing to do with the band. This is in Fleetwood. And the headline is, Fleetwood, coward, viciously attacked ex-partner. So that's not sounding too good at the moment.
Nope.
Except for this last line, and use frozen pizza as a weapon. So I were right when I said it earlier.
Yeah, that would hurt somebody.
And then this is kind of like a bit of, as if the frozen pizza as a weapon was a product. If the 5-0 knock on, as soon as I hear that door, I'm going to kill you. I will tie you and slit you your throat from here to here. It's like in quotations underneath the headline, but it just looks... If the 5-0...
This guy thinks he's cool, doesn't he? He thinks he's cool.
This is somebody with a... like, he's from Burnley. Yeah. Right. But so this is a story then, and we're obviously not condoning this. It's about a guy who he'd been dumped by his girlfriend, and he uses a pizza to be a weapon.
He must have been in the middle of putting that pizza in the oven, because you wouldn't just I'm mad at you. Hang on a second there. Go into the freezer. Get your car, go rip the cardboard box, and then you got to get the knife and slip the little cling film packaging on. Just don't move. Frisbee style. And no.
Yeah. I mean, is that the only thing you have at hand? I would have thought the weapon that would probably be, I mean, I don't want to give this guy, Timothy Nylan, any ideas. He looks like he's full of ideas. But by the way, Tim, if you're listening, I don't mean any of this, obviously. But
Chris will be staying at the Holiday Inn, Sarasota, from July 5th.
a pizza cutter would have probably been better.
I think the only way I would probably throw a frozen pizza at somebody, and I didn't think I'd ever say those words, is if I have, I'm at the kitchen counter, and I've removed the frozen pizza from the packaging. I'm about to put it on the, let's say, pizza tray or whatever I'm going to put in the oven.
Yeah.
And then somebody startles me and I just... But because the pizza's so cold, in the same way like in Christmas Story where the kid's tongue gets stuck to the...
Yes.
My thumb is stuck to the frozen pizza. And I turn around and frisbee that pizza accidentally because I've turned around so quickly because I'm startled.
Yeah.
And so it's all accidental. Head off with the pizza. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well...
That could happen.
Objection, Your Honor. I
bullshit, Your Honor.
So, so he goes, he walked into a bedroom. She's asleep. And hang on a minute. She was asleep, but he snatches the phone out of her hand. Oh, so she must have been having her phone in her hand when she'd fallen asleep. And then
probably listening to this podcast.
And then he threatens her. He says the 5-0 line that I mentioned earlier. And then the judge at the Crown Court said
King Charles.
He'd given him 18 months into prison, and he was called a coward.
Of course.
I'm not going to give this guy any more airtime, but anyway, so there you go. So that was a pizza weapon and a pizza story. The other one was just a pizza weapon and an arsehole for a story. So
can I stuff your crust?
Go ahead.
Florida man allegedly slaps wife with slice of pizza.
Wait, I'd seen that one too, but...
I thought this was your first story.
No.
It's a different one.
That's a different story.
This episode's going to go long, but really briefly. Marion County, Florida. Florida man allegedly slapped his wife with a slice of pizza. I like this. The domino effect. Yeah, Domino's pizza. The domino effect leading to the alleged altercation was purportedly... And that's one of your favorites.
Purportedly
over an argument about the wife slapping their son's bottom area.
Bottom area.
Bottom area. That's like
bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Upper thigh, lower back. Yes. 39-year-old Ortelio Alfonso of Summerfield, Florida.
The Fonz.
slapped her in the side of the face with a slice of pizza. This isn't throwing. This is just smushing
comedy,
it in there.
Like yeah. a comedy.
Yeah, like a, sketch, like a yeah. custard pie. And yeah, this is almost eerily similar to your first story. County deputies observed pizza sauce on the wife's clothes and hair, along with the kitchen walls and ceiling. Now, it's funny. This story is in two or three places, so I thought this. Yeah, I thought whatever, but it feels legit to me.
Yeah, and this wouldn't be the pizza special.
No,
it is now. If we didn't have at least one story about pizza, I've got another.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to do it. I was going to save it.
An hour long. Let's do
it. Here
we go. No, let's go. We're here. We've gone this far.
Florida man catches felony charge for chucking pizzas at seniors.
So who else are you going to throw them at?
Now, listen to this. This is a man called Kyle Barthelmers. He's from Clearwater. Again, so it's another legitimate Florida story, except my other one wasn't. He got into a verbal argument with a woman. The argument was started because she asked him to lower his voice because he was being obnoxious, probably from podcasting, and drinking and taking Xanax.
Oh.
That's the big one, isn't it?
It is, the big X.
Yeah, the big X. So in this argument, a third person intervened, Barthelmers.
Are you sure this isn't like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? You're getting weird Renaissance names and pizza and stuff like that. What's going on?
Raphael sprung into action. Cowabunga, dude! His next move was to grab several items from the freezer and threw them at people. Wait there. In the home, where is he? He is... It doesn't say why he's in his home.
No.
Maybe he was in the home. Maybe he was in this home. He was. Anyway, this is going to be hilarious in a second, right? Okay, but so this is another frozen pizza story.
Jesus Christ.
The next thing he knew, he was struck in the chest with pizza. This was the other guy Barthelmers. Ah, then it says Barthelmers left the home shortly after. So he left the scene of the crime. But wait, because first of all, this is not Barthelmers' first interaction with which county?
Pinellas?
Yes. He was previously arrested for a similar crime in July.
Wow.
And then they're saying, I wonder if... Oh, yeah. Something else here. This is like a... I love this
episode. It's growing.
Episode.
Yeah.
This is from... 98.7 shark. So I wonder if pizza was still his weapon of choice. His criminal record is full of other dangerous charges like aggravated battery, possession of crack cocaine, trespassing, and others. And do you know what? I've just realised I thought that said trespassing with others. But it doesn't. It just says trespassing with others. So there we go. There's another pizza Florida story.
So many. Maybe that's a whole other podcast. So,
Florida We've just used them all.
We have.
That was the pizza. Right. Stick it in now. Edit it together. This is the pizza episode.
Pizza episode.
Pizza episode.
Sorry, went a bit long today, friends, but hey.
Was it not worth it?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think
fucking hungry now, though. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Frozen pizza.
Two more to go.
And then two more to go, and then that's it. The we're out of here.
Yep. All right. Nighty night.
Bye-bye. What? I don't know what. I can't even think what was I trying to say. Papa.
Oh, good God.
Leave that in. Oh, I'll stop recording.